Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Broadway Podcast Network presents Giants in the Sky, How Sondheim and Lapine Went into the Woods, with me, Ben Rimmelauer. Today's guest, Judy McLean, replacement Baker's wife on tour.
Once upon a time.
Judy McLean played the Baker's wife for the final 6 months of the original national tour of Into the Woods, having previously been a replacement in the role of Florinda. She is currently starring as Joanne in the national tour of Stephen Sondheim and George Firth's Company, directed by Tony winner Marianne Elliott. Judy has appeared on Broadway in Chess, Aspects of Love, and Kiss of the Spider-Woman, and for several years starring first as Tanya and then as Donna in Mamma Mia. She also toured in Big. Her off-Broadway credits include Johnny Guitar and Romeo and Bernadette, for which she won the Outer Critics Circle Award. Very happy to talk to you because you're in this sort of full circle moment, I think, right now in your career, having very early on toured in Into the Woods and now to be touring in Company.
It's crazy.
So I want to hear about that perspective, but just going back to the very beginning, I just want to get, where were you in your career and in your Sondheim fandom? You know, I know that at one point you did a production of Side by Side, but I think that was probably after you did Into the Woods.
Yes, after, with Robbie Marshall directing it.
Fabulous. Okay, so was Into the Woods your first Sondheim show?
Well, I mean, I had done, you know, a non-equity version of Sweeney Todd and you know, some things, just concerts and things. Oh, did I? No, not before that. So I think it really was kind of my first professional show,
of Sondheim
show.
But you had just done Chess on Broadway right before this.
Yeah.
And
correct.
So
yeah. And it was interesting because I could not get into the audition. You know, they were looking for Florinda and Lucinda. That's what they were looking for. 5'8", 5'10". And God bless her, Joanna Merlin, I love her dearly, but I didn't know her then, right? And so I couldn't get in. So I still hadn't established myself really at all, you know? Yeah. So I went to an open call and I got there and I think the sign up, people started, you know, that was when we signed up at like, you know, 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. And I sat in line and by the time I was going in, they were doing 8 bars of music for this open call.
Just getting them out.
Getting them in, getting them out. And I knew I was really right for it. And I don't often do that, but I walked in the door. I said, I'm going to sing a very short song. The best part's at the end. I hope you wait for it. And Joanna Merlin, God bless her, the whole, you know, a bunch of creatives were there. Sondheim was not there then. He was there at my callbacks. But Jeff Saver, who I now adore, and all these, you know, musical directors. And she apologized in front of the whole group, saying your picture came across and I didn't really know you and I did not see you. Can you come back in, you know, in 2 days and sing for us, for the Baker's wife, for Florinda and the understudy. I had to learn the stuff for the Baker's wife.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, it happened from an open call.
And
as is my first Broadway show. So that was interesting.
So this was, did you open the tour?
No, this was a replacement for Florinda. So I went in I did with Cleo for a little while and then she left. And I went in as Florinda. I think I actually joined them here. I'm in St. Louis right now. And I think I joined the company here as I'm talking to you. I think I'm realizing that's where I joined them.
How funny.
Yeah. So they was looking for a replacement for her. Yeah.
And prior to that, because Chess was the same time that Into the Woods was the new show had you gotten to see it on Broadway at all that season, or what was your awareness of it prior to getting involved?
Oh, you know, I absolutely loved it. You know, I remember seeing Joanna Gleason and being like, she is the best thing since sliced bread. You know, she was amazing in it.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a thrill to get to be part of that and to go to a callback and sing for Sondheim. And, you know, It was remarkable. It was a very exciting time in my career, honestly. And it was fascinating because I went out, and I've had such a full circle moment with Sondheim and with that show just recently. So I went out, I went out on the tour as Florinda, and I was going on the very first time as a baker's wife at the Kennedy Center.
Wow.
Where I'll be in a week. It's all just kind of memories, right? At the Opera House. And I was going on for the very first time, a Saturday matinee. And I did the show with Stuart Zagnit, who was also an understudy. The two of us were on for that show.
Mm.
And we were there, and they brought in, after the show, they brought in the fire curtain. Everybody's like, oh no, we're closing, we're done. And in walked Stephen Sondheim, who had just seen my very first matinee as the baker's wife. And the stage manager looked over at me. She said, I turned white and just looked like I was gonna pass out. Because all I could think was, oh my God, what did I just do? You know, I had no idea. And we got to have a note session with him and everything. So I kept sitting there waiting for my notes. And we got to Moments in the Woods, which, you know, how many times you say that in the song. And he said, the word is moment, not moment. The word is moment.
Wow.
Not moment. I mean, just a moment, one peculiar passing moment. Which I always say to my students, sing it how you say it. Well, not in the case of Stephen Sondheim. It was moment, one peculiar passing moment. So that was my note that I lived on for years from Stephen Sondheim.
Yeah. wow. Wait, so were you covering Mary Gordon Murray? Was she still the
baby's wife?
Did she purposely call out so that you would be the one to face the wrath?
No, actually, I think as I remember, it was a scheduled go on.
Mm.
It was scheduled. She had the day.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she was not happy, you know, but she was great. I loved her. But I'm sure she was not a happy person knowing that he showed up, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Then in turn, she left. And because of that, I took over. I was able
to. Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah. So it was because he came that day, which was really great, that I was allowed to take over the part.
Yeah. And so did you ever wind up doing the show again later in your career? It seems like you could have just slowly graduated through all the parts in that show.
Okay, so funny, right? So I ended up doing it many different places. Like, I think I did it at Pittsburgh. Where did I do it? I did it at Sacramento. I did do it at Pittsburgh, I think. Only a few times. But get this. So about 2.5-3 weeks before Stephen died, I was called to do an honorary performance for Jonathan Tunick with a full orchestra at the Sharon Playhouse.
Wow.
And to sing Last Midnight. And once again, I'm on stage, and it was the last song of the night, you know, and I'm on stage, and thank God I said, please nobody tell me if he's there. I knew Jonathan. I had got to work with Jonathan, which was a thrill too, you know, because we did never really get to work because Jonathan and I didn't have any interaction back then. I did with Stephen, but not him. And I got to sing the last minute. Probably one of the last people to sing it for him because he died later. So it was so cool. And he showed up once again, surprised me, and I didn't know he was there. So it was kind of pretty fantastic.
So wait, when you did it at like Sacramento and Pittsburgh and stuff, were you the witch or the baker's wife?
Always baker's wife. I've never done the witch. Only for him. I only sang Last Midnight 2 years ago now. For that concert, that was the only time. I'd love to do that role, but I've never, you know.
Well, I'm sure when you finish in Company, you'll be getting lots of Sondheim calls.
It's been a year of Sondheim. I did Putting Together this year. I did Gypsy this year and this. So it's like, it's just odd, you know, how it all kind of comes around.
And how does the difference between being in Into the Woods and being in Company must just be so many light years because of the way Into the Woods is, you know, even though it's dark, it's such a popular show with families and children and, you know, and Company is really the opposite of that. Does that affect how the show plays on the road?
Absolutely. It's incredible. Well, you know, back then, I have to say, you know, people weren't aware of Sondheim like they are now.
Yeah.
Right? And so people had trouble with the second act on the road.
Yeah.
So, well, the first act was great. We didn't really understand that second act, you know,
yeah.
Which I mean, I'd rather have that instead of, you know, it was okay. It's like, I love it or hate it, right?
Yeah.
And we're getting, because it is Sondheim, it's funny, somebody said the other day, you know, all these other shows are getting, you know, they're selling out and they're getting their, you know, their money, whatever, you get the profits up from the house. And we're, you know, we're not, because we're selling and we're selling well and the audience are standing and screaming, but we get some walkouts.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And in certain areas of the country, we're getting, you know, butting up against gay marriage, which is like, what are you, in the 1900s? I mean,
wow.
Oh, yeah. 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 In Memphis, we had some woman go on Facebook and, you know, I didn't drive an hour and a half to see two men kissing on stage. It's like, wait, what?
What did she think she was seeing?
I don't know. Look it up. I mean, you know, so that's, with that, it makes me so proud to be part of a musical that actually really makes people think, you know?
Yeah.
And it's such a different experience for me because The Baker's Wife was such a, you know, different part for me, right? And yeah, it's been really interesting to see people's, and to introduce Sondheim to people for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, some people have never heard it before, you know, Sondheim. They don't know. Often I'm in hotels and I'll say, well, what are you doing? They'll say, what's that show? What is that? I'll say, do you know who Stephen Sondheim is? No, you know, you heard of Sweeney Todd? You heard of Sending the Clowns? You know, I try to pick out anyone that's the most commercial thing, you know, because it's not. So it's interesting bringing it around the country. I don't think people are that far. Certain cities they are, you know, Chicago was amazing. And they are standing and screaming. Some audiences really get it. They get it.
Well, I would imagine your audience, especially now with company, would just be like the ultimate, like just musical theater, like diehards in each city.
Diehards, you know, I love, you know, we get the gay crowd, which is amazing. And we also get a very young crowd, you know, which I love. It's introducing some young people in the theater because Bobby is 30 and a woman. We get a lot of women in that age that are following the show, which is kind of cool, you know. That may not have known Sondheim before.
Yeah. Had you ever done company anywhere before?
Never.
Wow. Never a Marta or an Amy or anything?
Never. Nope. Never, 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 never. My Sondheim shows were basically Into the Woods and Follies down at Signature, which I did, you know, Phyllis and that.
Yeah.
Inside, obviously. And yeah. Sweeney, putting it together. I did putting it together right before this job.
Oh, it's perfect.
A year ago.
Wait, right. Did you sing The Ladies Who Lunch in Putting It Together?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. Yes, right? So it was great. You know?
Yeah. Although you have to learn that, what's that lyric change to Time Magazine instead of Life?
Yeah. Clutching a copy of Time, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that the show, I mean, it has sort of a more modern vibe now. I mean, I know it's updated anyway, but I think that it's like, it's different orchestrations, right? I think people take it as a modern piece.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I mean, a lot of things didn't change, really. The pronouns, obviously.
Yeah.
But a lot of things, and obviously Bobby being a female than a man, but it's pretty true to the script. At least my lines and everything are pretty true.
Yeah.
And a lot of the dialogue is true. There's some changes, but not a lot. You'd be surprised how it still stands up. George Firth, boy, I'll tell you. I don't think he ever got his due, really.
No.
He's pretty brilliant. This book is amazing.
Yeah.
It's really more play with music, honestly.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
They always shoot the book writer. And, you know, Merrily was always blamed on the book. But now it's having this great, great success. And, you know, it's the same book. I mean, it has been for a long time. And it's so good, you know.
So good.
Yeah, how wonderful. A George Firth tribute. I love it. Well, what tell me other things about that Into the Woods tour. Like, it's such a, because the show is so technical with all the special effects and everything, like, it seems like that would be potentially a liability as opposed to, you know,
on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in certain cities we had to, you know, are we cutting the tower here, you know, cutting down, you know. That's with everything here. This show that I'm doing right now, company doesn't have a lot of that. It stays pretty much intact. But back then we had to cut quite a bit, you know, the trees, how they came on and off. Technically, we had to modify it oftentimes. But, you know, it's such a great, I mean, I guess people think it's also for kids too. So that show in a different way was different. But the second act, like I said, was always probable. People didn't quite always go along with that.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, people are always asking me if I'm on Ozempic, and let me tell you, I do not mind them asking me that, but I'm not on Ozempic. They especially ask me that when they see me eating dessert or desserts or all the crap I eat when I'm out. But my secret is that when I'm home, when I'm by myself, I'm eating Factor. Factor sends me restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever I am. No prepping, no cooking, no cleanup except for, like, my fork. And now you can enjoy Factor Meals too. Go to factormeals.com/giantsinthesky50 and use code giantsinthesky50 to get 50% off. That's code giantsinthesky50 at factormeals.com/giantsinthesky50 to get 50% off.
My God, I don't know. It's so funny. Like, I was thinking about it this morning, just the audition process and going in for it, and then, you know, getting to work with Steven on it. Briefly, James come in and, you know, do our rehearsals, and, you know, anytime we had brush ups or something, he would come in out in whatever city we were in. So it was great. I got to work with James for a little bit too, you know. But since I was a replacement on the tour, it wasn't that same experience, obviously, working in a rehearsal situation, you know. But it was funny. Cleo Lane did the show, and then Betsy Jocelyn came in as the witch.
Yeah.
I think she took like 20 minutes off the show.
Wow. That's so funny.
Betsy was such a brilliant witch. So funny. Do you know Betsy at all, her work? And
yes, well, a little bit, and I got to talk to her for this podcast too. And and everybody that did the show with her on tour and on Broadway echoed exactly what you're saying. Everyone just thought she was, I mean, not obviously people loved Cleo and Bernadette.
Yeah, yeah, different energy, totally different thing.
But people really just talk about Betsy just being so funny and such a great singer and so wonderful.
Funny, funny, funny woman. I mean, she was really funny. She, you know, and Adam grew. I mean, there was a lot of people that just really went on to have lovely, wonderful careers too after that. You know, I got to do with Doug Sills. Look at Doug now on.
Yeah.
Right?
Were you in it when Kathleen Rowe McAllen was Cinderella? Or was she gone by? Because I think Jill Geddes did a lot of the tour.
I mostly did it with Jill. Did I do it with Kathleen? I might have. I know I did Aspects of Love with
That's
Kathleen.
What I was thinking. I wonder, you know, it's funny. There seems like there have been years and periods when there's sort of like separate camps in the musical theater between the kind of Andrew Lloyd Webber talent pool and the Sondheim talent pool. And I was thinking about the two of you having done this, and you're someone who's clearly straddled. You know, you did Aspects and you did Chess, and I know you were Evita and, you know, and shows like that, but you also, and you know, and Mamma Mia, of course, I would maybe even put in that category. But then all this Sondheim stuff too, that you've really been able to be on both sides of that.
I'm so grateful for that, honestly. I think when I got into the woods, that was a kind of a major coup for me to break into that. You know, coming out of Chess was so bashed by, that was a time where the Brits were getting bashed. That's when that was the year. But think of that year. What was on Broadway and nominated? We were up against is Chess, Into the Woods, Phantom, and Romance.
Right.
What a year.
Yeah.
I mean, what a crazy, crazy year. But Chess did not even get nominated for Booker score. It was really, it was very sad.
Even though it's such a beloved album, you know, and I mean, all the albums of Chess, and it's been, people can't let go of that musical. I mean, I know I can't.
Robbie Marshall, I'll tell you, I did it with him, the Paper Mill. He did an amazing, he directed it.
Wow.
Paper Mill. So I worked with Robbie like 5 times in 1 year, and he directed it at Paper Mill, and he really got it right.
That's interesting, because I know that it originally was supposed to be Michael Bennett in London, and he had gotten sick, and Trevor Nunn came in kind of halfway through the process. And then, but I was always curious, what would a director choreographer do with that show? And I guess what was Rob's production like?
He concentrated on the love story. Really concentrated on the love story. He really, you know, with Trevor it was hard because Trevor wanted like a movie. He kept saying he wanted a movie kind of version of it, and more about the espionage and the Russian thing, whereas Robbie didn't concentrate on that at all, really. I mean, he put that, he did, but he put it more to the side and concentrated on what the love story was. And it was marvelous. It really, I think it worked so beautifully, you know, in his, under his hands. He didn't, it wasn't like he put in a lot of crazy choreography. He did, obviously, the Arbiter's Number and things like that.
But yeah.
He really, it really kind of, the first time when I was working with him, it how his director chops really came into play.
Yeah.
Such a good director.
Yeah, well, that panned out.
Oh, yeah. Very well for him. Very well.
Including on Into the Woods.
Yeah.
Are you, you know, different people that have done the show have had different opinions about that movie. Are you a fan of that movie?
You know what? I actually enjoyed it very much.
Yeah.
I did. I thought Emily did a fantastic job.
Yeah, beautiful. I mean,
really, really great. Some of the things, obviously, I wasn't a fan of, but for the most part, I thought it was well done. You know,
yeah.
I did. Really did.
Yeah. Well, it's just so nice to have that these Sondheim musicals just have a wider audience, you know, and out there.
Yeah, especially Into the Woods. I mean, it's so accessible, I think, you know? And he made it accessible, which is what we need to do with so much of this, you know.
Yeah.
It's bringing back memories. I just walked by our mural at in the St. Louis Muni. You know, they do all these murals for all the shows.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And ours is the tree and the whatever and that we all sign, and it's kind of cool reliving my past a little bit with this tour coming through. You know.
How wonderful! Yeah, yeah. All your previous haunts.
Yeah. I mean, and then I got to do it. Stuart took over the Baker too, and I got to do with him for quite a while. Stuart's is working like crazy all the time, you know.
Yeah,
he was great. He took over at one point. Yeah, so it was a great group of people. John Hadley took over as the Prince.
And yeah,
really, Tracy Catherine, amazing little Red. She took over, and so the replacement cast was gangbusters on that show.
Yeah, yeah,
really was. Yeah.
Did I know Tracy did it a lot after the tour. Did you ever do another production with her?
I think I did. I think I did with her and Jill, maybe at Sacramento, I think.
Was that with Leslie
Odom? So bad, Ben. I had my career in Hollywood. Did I do that show? When did I do that show? How do you do that? I can't even have things on my resume anymore because it's just too much, you know?
It's too much, yeah. You just need a spreadsheet. Just a spreadsheet.
Where did I do this? Where was it?
Exactly. Well,
Into the Woods was like Chess. I did many times after, you know, at Chess, I did the same thing with Florence, a lot of different places. So that was a nice thing.
When you did the different Chess productions, did you wind up doing different versions of it? Where like,
absolutely. Yep. We did a version of it at Sacramento that Leland Ball directed, and it went over so great. They brought it back the next season again.
How fabulous.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. But that was a little bit crazy. They never do that, but they did. It was such a big hit. You know, Leland.
People love Chess.
And it was all they love Chess. I love Chess. I mean, it's still one of my favorite shows ever, you know. And it will come back. I'm sure it will come back again, and who knows what will happen. And I feel bad for Benny and Bjorn because it was devastating to them.
Yeah.
When I was working with them, you know. They didn't really understand the Broadway thing at that time. So it was, you know, kind of stiff. Yeah.
Well, it probably made them appreciate the phenomenal success they had with Mamma Mia because they'd been through the ringer before.
They were really deep through the ringer with that show.
Yeah.
And Tim Rice didn't get it. You know, I felt bad for them all, you know?
Yeah.
Especially because it was such a big hit, you know? But, you know, how could you go up against, you know, I understood, you know, Into the Woods, Us and Phantom, and then Romance, but you know, for us not even being nominated for music when it was like this big album, it didn't make any sense. I mean, I get it, up at Sondheim, of course, right? I mean, I get that part of it. Into the Woods is such an amazing score.
Yeah, you know? Truly. What was your favorite thing in Into the Woods to sing?
Oh God, that's hard. I love singing Justify the Beans. That was so much fun.
Yeah, I bet you're so good on that part.
I love it. It was so much fun. It was great to sing. The duet's great. It Takes Two. You know, that's a beautiful moment in the show. I do this thing where I have to give my dresser in the show, my shoe. I have to go on with one shoe on during the show. Anyway,
yeah.
He's always like, I need your shoe. Totally pass it always back to a little montage, you know, honorary thing to Into the Woods.
I love that, pulling it in.
I could not, I was on the road and Into the Woods, and Aspects of Love came around, and I knew at the time Ann Crum, who was a dear friend of mine, wasn't going to do 8 shows a week, but because of her injury in London, I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, right. Something with her foot in the moving.
Yes. And so she was coming over, but she had had a lot of surgeries and it was really bad. So they wouldn't say she was going to do 2 a week, but I got offered to do her alternate while I was on the road with Into the Woods. And I couldn't get out of my contract from Into the Woods because I had to be out for just a principal contract somewhere else. And because they wouldn't put it in the contract for Aspects of Love, I couldn't get out of Into the Woods to do 2 shows a week because they weren't going to put it in the contract. They did. It eventually turned out that way. And I knew Anne wasn't going to because she told me that.
Yeah.
But which was fine. I couldn't leave Into the Woods, which was okay. But it was kind of a catch 22. I was like, oh my God, I'm in this great show. But 2 shows on Broadway a week would have been really nice.
Yeah.
So that was kind of. It was a strange little thing, the twist that happened.
But then you got there, was that just later in the run when you went into Aspects?
Yeah, but I didn't go in as the alternate. I went in just as the understudy.
I didn't even know that there had been an alternate. I guess because, like you're saying, they didn't advertise that.
Yeah, they didn't advertise it, but it was since the beginning, and I knew that was going to happen.
Did you ever do Aspects again after that?
No.
I guess they don't really, that show doesn't get done very often.
Ever. And I did. What happened was I did it for 9 months and I knew I wasn't, it was a very strange thing going on there. And after 9 months, I was like, I'm not doing the alternate. I need to get out. So I left. People were crazy. They said, you're leaving a Broadway show. I said, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
Come on, do something else, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what I went to, but I did go on to, you know, something else.
Well, you listen, it seems like you always have. I mean, it you know, it's a long resume for a reason. You've just worked and worked and, I hope I get to see you on one of the closer to New York stops on the company tour. I'm sure you're amazing.
Thank you. I don't know if we're getting much closer anymore. We did New Haven. We did Philly. We go to Providence. That's probably the next closest we get.
Yeah.
We see you next in a couple weeks. But
yeah,
it's been really great. I mean, to be able to do this show this whole last year after, you know, having him pass and, you know, and getting to sing for him right before was just so thrilling, honestly. Yeah. And he could have been sweeter.
Well, that was thrilling for you. And now you do stuff that is thrilling for us. So thank you. Thank you so much, Judy. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
And I know people will like to hear your stories. And I'll look forward to seeing you soon. If not in company, then in the next one.
I love that.
Thank you for listening to Giants in the Sky, How Sondheim and Lapine Went Into the Woods on the Broadway Podcast Network. Look out for episode 57 with Stuart Zagnit, replacement Stuart on tour.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.